You might think that bookstores are going away in the age of Amazon, but in Wausau, Yankee Bookstore is celebrating its 100th year as a family business. It's also the oldest bookstore in the state. We're joined now by the shop's co-owners, Jane Yankee Johnson, and her brother, Jim Yankee. Jim, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you.
And Jane, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Jane, the bookstore was established back in 1874. The Yankees have had it for the past century. How did your family get into the bookselling business?
My grandfather, after he finished in World War I, he came back to his hometown of Wausau, and he was looking for something to do, and he came upon a bookstore that was for sale in downtown Wausau. And so it was in October of 1919 that he and his army buddy, Reno Kurth, purchased the bookstore and established Yankee Kurth Booksellers.
And it's just been that way ever since. This is now your family legacy.
Well, yes, except he bought out Kurth in the 1948, so then it's been Yankee Bookstore. And Kurth was a silent partner, so it's been three generations of Yankee bookselling in downtown Wausau for 100 years.
Wow. Jim, I imagine 100 years comes with its share of challenges, changes for the business. What's the biggest difference now between running a bookstore in the current age and back in 1919?
I don't know. I wasn't here 100 years ago, but a lot of it's the same and a lot of it's changed, and it's a pretty big question. So, I mean, electronics and technology has all changed for us, and I've seen that in my last 40 years that I've been here full time since I got out of school in the late 70s. So we just take it a day at a time and go with the groove, I guess you could say.
And when you say technology, are we really talking about the way people get their books, or are we talking about the way people read? I'm thinking e-readers versus, you know, clicking and ordering from Amazon. Where do you see technology creeping in?
Well, all along it's creeped in, and the way we order books and the way we pay our bills and the way we look up books and find the right titles and so on, that has changed a lot years ago. 40 years ago, we'd always open up the big books in print, the big Bowker manuals, and look up books that way. And, of course, that information was pretty obsolete because a lot of times we would order books and they wouldn't be available. So with that being said, things have changed a lot.
Sure. So things may have changed that have been difficult, but there have also been advancements. Jane, on the other hand, what has been constant in the bookstore industry that's allowed you to be so successful?
Well, we're very active in our community, and we have great community support. We actually have shoppers from all over the state coming in because we have such a unique product mix. We're more than books, and the bookstore has always been more than books. Back in the 20s, we were a Kodak dealer and a little sporting good dealer and a little frame shop. Even during the Depression, my grandfather rented books because people couldn't afford to purchase them. So I think our diversification in our product mix and our support from our customers has really brought us forward.
And when people walk into your store now, what section of the store do you point them to? What's your favorite?
Oh, gosh, that's a loaded question because every aisle is so much fun, and we've recently added used books in our lower level. So we have about 25,000 used books in our lower level.
Okay, Jim, are you willing to venture a favorite, or are we keeping it equal among all genres and areas?
Well, people are like books. They're all different, so they go to the particular category that they'd be interested or stumble across something. So every customer is different.
Jim, how do you think, how is it important for people to have that physical space and that interaction with someone who knows the books versus being able to order them online or through a catalog back in the day?
Well, people like to come in and browse, and certainly most people like to be talked to and dealt with that way. So there's the human interaction part of it you don't have on ordering something online. But every sale is different, and I've met many thousands of people, and I've waited on a lot of people over the years, so that's always been the biggest enjoyment of myself, you know, meeting people from all over the country, the Midwest. Sometimes around the world they come in, so every day is different, although some of it's the same.
And Jane,
I have a personal connection. Yeah, I have a good example of something that just happened in the last hour. I had a customer in and said, By the way, do you happen to know this little golden book? It's about this cat that lives in New York City, and it goes into Central Park. And I didn't know it, and I did some research for her, and I found out that the title of the book was Charlie. And she has been looking for this book for years because she gave it away. It was her daughter's favorite book. And she said, I can't believe within 2 minutes you got me the title of that book. Now, it wasn't in print, and I told her she could order it off of eBay. But that's an example of going the extra step, even though it's not going to impact my bottom line.
Oh, what a beautiful story. And I have to ask then, Jane, you first, could there be another 100 years ahead for Yonke?
Oh, yeah, if we live that long, you bet.
And Jim, do you two also see a bright future for this industry?
I'm going to give it I don't know how many more years we're going to work, but we'll see how our health holds out and so on. We're just staying on track and taking a year at a time. So that's as much as I can say because nothing's guaranteed in the future. So we'll see what happens.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And Jane, thanks for sharing your story.
All right. Thank you.
Jane Yonke Johnson and Jim Yonke are co-owners of Yonke Bookstore in Wausau, the oldest in Wisconsin, and they were with us to talk about the store's 100 years as a family business.